Listening Library presents The Kill Order by James Dashner. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Prologue. Teresa looked at her best friend and wondered what it would be like to forget him. It seemed impossible, though she'd now seen the swipe implanted in dozens of boys before Thomas. Sandy brown hair, penetrating eyes, and a constant look of contemplation. How could this kid ever be unfamiliar to her? How could they be in the same room and not joke about some smell or make fun of some clueless slouch nearby? How could she ever stand in front of him and not leap at the chance to communicate telepathically? Impossible. And yet, only a day away. For her. For Thomas, it was a matter of minutes. He lay on the operating table, his eyes closed, chest rising and falling with soft, even breaths. Already dressed in the requisite shorts and t-shirt uniform of the Glade, he looked like a snapshot of the past, some ordinary boy taking an ordinary nap after a long day at an ordinary school, before sun flares and disease made the world anything but ordinary. Before death and destruction made it necessary to steal children, along with their memories, and send them to a place as terrifying as the maze. Before human brains were known as the kill zone and needed to be watched and studied. All in the name of science and medicine. A doctor and a nurse had been prepping Thomas and now lowered the mask onto his face. There were clicks and hisses and beeps. Teresa watched as metal and wires and plastic tubes slithered across his skin.